Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wake up to a happy day.
You have a noon tea time.
Oh my God, you got a hold of that one.
Danny and Dusty.
Sky rockets in flight.
Woo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop. You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
On U.S. Open Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080, The Fan.
Well, that's a nice little way to start the show.
Yeah, that's what happens, man.
Afternoon delight. I'm here for it, man.
It's the simple things in life. We go from Metal Monday into this.
I love it. And for a Tuesday, for me, it was nice to hear.
There you go.
I love it, man. Like it. They done messed up, Danny. They done let some brothers on the on the radio at noon here in Portland. That don't happen too often. That don't happen too often, but we're going to definitely run with it, man. I'm glad to be here, man. For those who don't know me, I am Football and Sports Sundays Rashad Taylor. Mm. I'm sitting in with my guy, host of the show, Danny Morang.
Indeed.
And behind the glass is my man, Will Ortner, Big Willie style. What's good, bro?
Not much, man. Just enjoying the sun.
It's good to see you too, man.
Well, I'm jealous right now. You got a Bobby Boucher jersey on. As soon as I saw you walk in, I went, I need one of those.
Well, I love football and I love mama, you know? And so that's why I decided to wear, you know, the shirt today. And, you know, I'm going to be on YouTube, on the big show.
There you go.
I wanted to make sure everybody saw it. And then saw the shirt and had some ideas for later on in the show.
You even got the Bourbon Bowl patch.
Oh, yeah, man. This is official. Now, mind you,
game worn.
The one in the movie is the orange joint.
Yeah.
I'm not huge on orange,
okay.
You know, right? I look kind of weird in orange. I'm a big dude, 6'3", like 230 pounds.
You mean there's some orange highlights on what you got going on?
No, the orange highlight, it goes, right?
Yeah.
But just the big orange, I look super weird. So I decided, or my wife got me this one, so I'm glad she did because the orange one wouldn't have played as well. But yeah, man, I decided to, you know, wear this for you. I dressed up for you today, bro.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
I wish I would have known, I would have going into my jersey closet.
You look great. For those of you who can't see him on the YouTube, man, we got our Sunday red on a Tuesday.
I do. It is a Tiger Woods.
It looks like you just left the links or something like that.
I mean, I'm leaning probably a little too hard into the golf world right now. I've had my full midlife.
Are you gonna start hooping? You gonna start hooping again?
No,
probably not. You're leaning exactly where
I
you should.
I literally gave it up.
Yeah,
I told my wife, I'm like, here's the deal. I need you to be okay with me going and playing golf because I'm done playing basketball. If I get hurt one more time, dog, it's cooked.
That's a mature move for you. That's a mature move. Because here's my thing. I refuse to play at this point. So my buddies hit me all the time. Like, hey, man, we think you're going to hoop at like McKenna Park or something like that. I'm like, absolutely not. So I can tear my ACL,
or
my Achilles or something like that and be in the ER. And no, thank you. Yeah. Like, I figure golf is... I think that's a great transition. For, especially if you're a competitive dude that grew up playing sports.
I had to football, find something.
Like, I think maybe darts, you know, maybe ultimate frisbee.
My father-in-law really, really been pushing pickleball on me. I'm not a racket sports guy. I just, like, ping pong,
pickleball
tennis,
can be addicting, though. That was my favorite time in PE as a kid. Like, when we got a chance to play pickleball for a week, man.
It's just not my jam. It's not my jam, man.
I don't know, man. It could be. And you know what it is? Maybe the pickleball court being a little bit smaller than like a tennis court or something like that, maybe that could help and you won't have to do as much.
Oh, he told me, he's like, no, we just pair you with a younger guy that you can just kind of stand there. And I'm like, but that's not what I want to do. Yeah. Like, that's why I can't
ride D. Wade's coattails all the way to the finals. Why not?
This is why I can't go play basketball, because I can't go be a spot-up shooter. And just,
you're gonna go full bore.
I'm gonna put the ball down. I'm gonna drive. Like that's in my head. Like I'm gonna put my shoulder down and go.
See, I'm at so the point to where, again, I'm terrified to hoop. So if I do get out there, I'm old man game. Hey man, throw it down here.
Yeah.
Real quick. I got two moves I'm about to do. If that works, one of is gonna be a fadeaway, little shimmy, little what's the from the girl that does the Jordan shimmy, the fake this way. That's what's going to look like. Fake this way and kind of turn. That's pretty much what it looks like at this point.
No,
so,
I love it.
Unless you're using me for rebounds and putbacks, then I'm not going to help you a whole lot on the floor right now.
I can't turn my brain off for it. Don't get me wrong. I'll go down to the post because everybody will see me and they're like, oh, you know.
How old is our competition?
I've been playing. Last year when I was still playing, I was playing with literal college basketball players.
Yeah, no. I'm not doing that.
And that's when I pulled my groin and I went,
Go younger. Oh, go younger.
What is this? I need to go older. If I was actually gonna play, it would have to be in a 40 and over older league.
The last time I hooped was with Joe and his son and my son.
Just humiliate some kids.
To be honest, they did better than they were supposed to do.
That's a problem.
You had a bunch of adults out there that were, you know, trying to prove that they could do it like they did in high school when they could not. They had a little more energy than we did. We still beat them, but I think it was much closer than it was supposed to be.
You're like, man, we got to be careful with this in a couple of years.
So what it was the ringers that were at the park that had to run with them. So saw some kids over there. I was like, hey, man, do you guys want to run, you know, with these guys? And we'll take like the two younger, like we got three adults and we'll take the two younger kids over there. And then these like pre-high school kids.
Demons.
Start coming with that work. And I was like, oh my God. You know, you have to stop and tie your shoes up. Like, time out.
Hold on.
Time out. Let me get down here and tie my joints up real quick. But
it was
pretty embarrassing. I would like to play. I hope he's not listening. He probably is. Mm. Shout out to my guy, Curtis Wilson, who's the principal at Benson High School, which is one of the schools that I work with, but is an amazing basketball player.
I have beef with Benson.
Do you all? Of course. I mean, listen, I went to Grant, so I can't stand Benson, but I worked there, so I got love for Benson, one of the schools I work for, so of course I got love for him. But
I had a kid there snatch my ACL.
Ouch. In a basketball game?
Football. After a play.
Ouch.
Cheap shot.
Ouch. Yeah. Remember who it was? You can tell me after the break.
I can't remember his name because it was my sophomore year, but
They play dirty at points. They play dirty at points.
They were not happy that we were up 52 to nothing.
Well, shoot, I probably would have snatched it too, depending on if I was in the game. Like, are the starters still in the game as we're getting smacked 52-0?
No, it was a lot of me being a fullback and getting a lot of fullback dives to run the
clock. You should have been out of the game. So, that's Booby Miles.
Look, it was, I wasn't our tailback. I was a fullback. And it was like, all right, let's keep the clock running. Let's give it to Gronk back here to go mash. And,
What a luxury to have. We didn't have a lot of fullbacks at Grant High School in 2001. We had
a lot of them.
Yeah. And you played for Beaverton.
Yeah, we had a lot of 5'10", 230-pound
At a
kids.
Time where Beaverton football was, really, really legit. You know, so you play for Beaverton. I'm from Portland, so I'm from the PIL. Shout out to all of our
PIL schools.
Oh, man, I had, and I didn't realize at first that I had something to match the Bobby Boucher jersey. It was like, that's a win for the day. So shout out to all my, even my new PIL, which is super weird. But, you know, we're more of a basketball league. And not because we don't have talent at football. It's just that from Beaverton, like you said, they created schools because there was so much.
Yeah, my graduating class was almost 2,000 people.
Yeah, there were so many people at Beaverton. They had to create other schools around there. Like the PIL was like, when I was in high school, it was like 10 teams, nine different schools. So if that was only like five schools that you could choose from, one on the east side, west side, north, whatever the case was, then I think we would have been much more dominant in football. Because we had the dogs. Like we had people to do it. We just too far spread out.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Beaverton area schools now. When I was in high school, Westview had just opened, Southridge opened my sophomore year, and now Mountainside. So if you just go in that immediate area, you've got Beaverton, Westview, Southridge, Mountainside, Aloha, Sunset. You know, you've got six high schools in one city.
It's crazy how much that area has grown just in the past, like, 20 years or something like that.
I think when I moved here in 91, it was, I think Beaverton was 25,000 people, and now it's almost 100,000.
Yeah, yeah. It's small little spaces. Has grown a whole lot, man. So I still don't really, I don't know nothing about Beaverton. I'll be real. I'm probably the one person here at the station that is in northeast Portland, and that's just where I am.
Well, I mean, Sprague, too.
Sprague, you know.
Because he's a Park Rose guy.
And Sprague's a Park Rose dude, you know. So that makes total sense that he decided to kind of stay
over there.
Here. But it's like, people get money and they move to Beaverton.
They go west, man.
Man, as soon as I got my check, I was gone. But, but most people, you know, hey, I can't decide. But now, if you got to make a little bit to stay in the neighborhood that I used to live in, you know. So that's kind of one of those things. But we got a lot of time to talk, you know, real estate and all this stuff. I'd rather talk sports. I'm not sure about you, bro.
Yeah, you know, depends on what we're doing, man. We're trying to make some money.
Well, shoot, I mean, how much money are you talking about making? It depends. I mean,
you say real estate, like,
I'm always down.
Let's talk about some bear and bull markets.
I'm always down for a check or two. So, and speaking of checks, man, one of our Blazers is expecting a pretty big one at the end of the summer. So we'll see what's up with that. We're going to talk a little bit of Blazers offseason.
Yeah.
Got a questions for our Blazers insider here. Just, you know, clear up some things for us from some fans that might have.
It's been pretty quiet, so it'll be interesting.
It has been pretty quiet. So, you know, I try to make stuff up. I'm trying to be messy and try to find the dirt sheets. There's not a whole lot of them about the Blazers, but whatever. Mm-hmm. But there is some stuff coming up. There is some NBA rumors around, or there are some NBA rumors around. I'd love to get your take on, and you as well, Will. I know you're a pretty sharp dude, you know, being the youngest one out here in the group. But Russell Westbrook might be getting a pretty big bag, too. NBA finals are coming on. I've got some NFL talk around. There's some new faces and some pretty new places for them. College football PFI came out. I'm not sure if anybody else saw, but the Ducks are ranked within the top 10 yet again. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see what the outcome of that is. We got a lot of stuff. Also, with the Bobby Boucher shirt, we're going to have a Mount Rushmore of fictional athletes. Now, here's the caveat, though. Mm-hmm. That fictional athlete cannot be an actual player.
Yeah, you can't pull the Ray Allen Jesus.
No Jesus Shuttlesworth. No Neon Bordeaux. No Butch McRae. Like, none of those guys.
Actors.
You know who Neon Bordeaux is, do you not?
I know who Jesus Shuttlesworth is.
Come on, man. You've never seen Blue Chips?
No, but I'm aware of it. Is that that's Shaq's character?
That's Shaq is Neon Bordeaux, absolutely. And then Butch McRae
out there
being Penny Hardaway. See, I'm gonna teach you a couple things, and we're gonna teach everybody some stuff out here. But this is Danny and Friends. We're gonna come back, talk a little let's talk a little Blazers. We'll see what's up. Danny and Friends, right here, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On a beautiful Tuesday, June 10th, Rashad Taylor in today with my guy Danny Meringue, man. I would be stupid to sit here next to a Blazers insider and not ask Blazer questions, at least for a little bit. Because here's the cool part. Most people think that us at The Fan, like, we see each other all the time.
We never see each other ever.
And I'm one of those guys, and I work on Sundays, so I like...
You see nobody.
There's nobody in the building when I come in here.
Well, like, it's like that for creepy. Me when I get off air, because everybody dips out at 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Especially
on,
really,
on a Friday, man, this place is a ghost town when I get
sure,
off air.
For sure. It's one of those things. So it's crazy to pull up on a Tuesday and see all the cars out there. So I would be crazy not to ask Danny some questions about the Blazers. And really, I wanted to start with probably the most polarizing player for the Trailblazers right now. And probably my favorite player on the team at this point is Anfernee Simons.
Okay.
I know Simons is a guy that kind of, again, I say polarizing because people stand on really two different sides of the fence with Simons. It's either we love what he does, I'm glad we have him for what he does, or
you want him dreaded.
Get him out of here. Yeah. Get him the heck out of here because he does not help this team. All he does is shoot. I'm of the belief that I'm a Blazer fan.
Mm-hmm.
I've been burned before by players that went elsewhere and became not stars, but became key cogs.
It's the Jermaine O'Neal of it all.
There it is. And that's always who I go back to, is Jermaine O'Neal. I don't want to see Anfernee Simons go to an Orlando Magic or go to a team that's just a piece away from being close to OKC and being ready to compete for an actual championship. But I also understand the stance that people take as far as wanting more from your superstar that wants an extra $100 million or so moving forward. It may be more. You'd have to let me know. But, Danny, I guess my question is, he's up for this big question, big contract. At this point, do you feel like he is worth the additional money for what he's giving you and the production that the Blazers have shown to this point?
So there's a couple different things there. Number one is there's going to be sticker shock for not just Blazers fans, but just people around the NBA for what a starter gets paid going forward, because the salary cap is going up. And I've talked to probably a dozen players so far in the last couple months about kind of what their hopes are for their contracts, either, you know, with their team or going to another team. And pretty much every single player that can average 20 points a game and do it in a relatively efficient fashion is looking for a deal that's reminiscent of Emmanuel Quickley's, which is $32.5 million a year.
Which is insane.
Like, it sounds like so much money, and it is. But in the grand scheme of things, it's roughly 20% of the cap, which is about what you pay a starter now. Like, if you go up and down the NBA, a guy that can, like, if you just grab any, you know, 20-point-a-game scorer that shoots relatively well, like just slightly above average efficiency, Ant's one of the best free throw shooters in the league, so that's going to bump his numbers up. He's a very good 3-point shooter, both off the catch and off the dribble. The self creation part, like, it's been very funny.
He's
for
a wizard.
Me.
Yeah.
Orlando Magic fans that have been in my mentions about Anfernee Simons deals, and they're like, you know, you're not going to get much from him. Of course, his contract's expiring, and so you can take these scraps. And I'm like, oh, God, is everybody in Florida just going to make stupid offers with me? Like, number one, I'm not making these, but like, the Blazers aren't just going to give him up. And as it stands right now, I would be more surprised if he was traded than if he got an extension. Like, I genuinely think he's more likely to get an extension than he's going to get traded. Because if you look at it from the Blazers' standpoint of things, is he's clearly their best shooter. And that's not without, I mean, there's
in a nothing. Shooting league, you need shooters.
And he's their best self-creation guy on the roster. He can score at all three levels. He's the only guy on the roster who can really create his own shot at every level. And you can vary about how you think about how he does that or this, that, or the other, but that's the honest truth. And like, it doesn't matter, like, my, you know, opinion on it. Like, that's the league's opinion on it. Like, that's when they talk about, when I talk to opposing coaches or players, like, the thing that scares them is Ant. Like, that, you see that in defensive in coverages. That's why Ant gets picked up at 4 feet.
He's the offense.
Like, they're like, if we stop him, and we know it's harder for everybody else to do other stuff. So, and it's not a shot at, like, Denny or anything like that, who's gotten a lot better and who I love. But he doesn't, as a shooter, nobody else puts fear in self-creation the way that Ant does. And like every coach is, when they play the Blazers, that's who they're targeting. Like, we don't want that guy to go off.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the scouting report, you know, for them on most nights. I kind of feel like, you know, just as a Blazer fan, we can kind of get a little, we're impatient, obviously, at this point. You know, we've seen it not work for a couple of years, even the last few years of Dame, things just have been slowly kind of falling apart and everything. And I think you always have to have a scapegoat when that's the case. In this case, I honestly think I keep calling him CJ because I feel like we treat him the way we treated CJ, like, you're expendable. We can do without you. And that's not the real – I don't really feel the same way about Anthony. I feel like Ant is going to be one of those guys that, again, on another team that's set up to do great things, he's going to be the player that we all figured he would be. And I just don't want people to – we don't want to ship him away and watch that happen somewhere else. Like, it hurts. Like, watching the playoffs this year, it hurt to see all these former Blazers out there doing great things for their squads. Like, it hurts to watch a Josh Hart excel, you know, the way he's been doing in New York. Like,
and it's not like the Blazers wanted to give him away, but he was hitting free agency and they kind of knew what the deal was going
to
be.
It hurts to watch my guy Sleeves, you know, in I love Storm and Norman, that's my guy, but I love to watch him in LA and for what he's doing for the Clippers. But also, man, it sucks to see somebody like Batum still be able to contribute to these teams and stuff like that. So it's not like we don't have good talent and we haven't had talent. We've had it here.
It just never made sense with where it was in the rest of the roster.
And I think that's where we are right now. Like, if Ant stays, somebody's got to go. Like, and I think that's the big thing about it, because you can't have Ant. We can't have Shaden. We can't have Scoot. We have three guys that play the same positions, all do it very differently in the way that they do it. But I feel like one of those guys has got to go.
This is going to be – let's say the Blazers re-sign Ant and they bring him back. It's going to be a year, but it's pretty damn telling for Ant, Shaden, and Scoot. And I think you're going to have to make a decision on one of them for sure. I said this, I want to say, when they drafted Ant, basically they had 18 to 24 months to figure it out. And we're hitting that point now. And if it were me, I would make a decision going into this next season with Ant or Scoot. And some people will say, well, then give me Scoot or give me, you know, whatever. You know, Scoot's younger. I want to, you know, roll with him. And I think you can make an argument that makes sense. But on the flip side of that is there's a lot of people that I know in the league that don't think Scoot is going to be an above average starter. And if that's the case, then can you try to capitalize on another team that thinks that Scoot does have another gear and you can get something for him? And, Bobby Marks did his end of season roundup for the Blazers the other day from ESPN, and one of the questions he brought up was Shaden Sharpe, and then, you know, he brought up, you know, I don't think Shaden Sharpe's a $30 million a year guy because he's extension eligible and they can talk about it right now, but I've talked to people in the league that you know in front offices that they're like, I wouldn't pay him, I would make him go to restricted free agency and see what he can do, because Shaden's really only played 2 years, because year two, he missed most of the season. Played, 25, 26 games, then he had the core muscle injury. And you don't necessarily have all the data available on him and kind of know what he can really be. You know, some people got mad when Chauncey put him on the bench and kind of got him to buy back more into the defensive side of the ball. And I thought it was a really good deal, or a good move that Chauncey did there. And that's
probably his best coaching move of the year.
I thought him doing that to both him and Scoot
was huge.
It was like, hey guys, and it wasn't
helped your team.
It not only that, it wasn't a shot at those guys. It was, you guys need to do this. And I people fought back. Well, why didn't they bench Ant? Ant's not good on defense. The reason Ant didn't get benched and Jeremy didn't get benched for, you know, subpar defense is because they're in the right places. Like, that's the thing, is like, if a coach, like we know when the Blazers had Tony Snell, you know, Tony Snell got minutes not because of his production, but because he didn't make mistakes.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't really give you anything.
He didn't score at all.
But, like, he didn't make mistakes. And coaches want players they can trust to execute the things that they're asking them to execute. Not being able to do it enough will bite you. But if you're in the right spots, taking the right shots, in the right spots offensively in your rotations, like, just do the things that you're asked to do. Almost every coach in the league is going to take that over somebody who has quote unquote talent or upside.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it is just those guys still being really young. We forget how young Scoot is. We forget how young Shaden is. and they're still really learning. And also they're learning from other guys that are still pretty young. Right. Like, and so I still think there's a lot of maturity that has to happen there. Like, a buddy of mine always talks about Scoot and how he moves. And he's so, like, his lateral movement, his ability to move, it reminds me a lot of Tyrese Maxey. Like, the way he plays and everything like that, he could be, for me, his ceiling, if that's your, how good you could be as Tyrese Maxey, I think you're in a good space right now. But I think it's understanding to learning how to control yourself and what you're doing out there on the floor. And I think with time, they'll both be able to do that. But for right now, you have a logjam in one spot, because and you're going to draft somebody, and we'll get to, you know, our number 11, our coveted number 11 pick,
Could be another guard,
which could very well be another guard. And then now you have a bigger problem, because now you got four of them dudes that you got to try to figure out what to do with. So, yeah, I think the Blazers are in an interesting spot. I want to say it's addition by subtraction at this point. Like, I really think for them to
this
grow.
This is an offseason you have to make some moves.
You have to. So Joe Cronin, you said all in, you know, when you first came in. You're like, man, we're all in with this whole thing. I think now it's time to kind of show and prove, because you have a team and a city that's desperate for some change. Mm-hmm. And so some changes afoot. And we're looking around at the rest of the league and the changes that are coming. We don't want to be last anymore. So I guess we can keep talking about our, you know, again, that coveted number 11 pick, and also some other NBA rumors that are going around. So we'll do that next on Danny and Friends. But first, my guy Will, SportsCenter. Shout out to Scarface and the Ghetto Boys, man. My mind's playing tricks on me. This video used to freak me out as a kid. You ever seen this video, Will?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to lie. When
you
ever
seen
the
music video, Will?
When I heard the beat, I went to the other song.
Oh, okay.
The remix to it. It happens like three or four times a show where I'll hear a sound and go, oh, it's this song. Oh, no.
Yacht Rock
this
Friday, you hear Michael McDonald, stole. Do you think it's Regulators?
Oh, every time.
Yeah, right?
Every single time. I'm like, why is Warren G on Yacht Rock Friday?
I love me some Michael McDonald, too. I gotta let you
that
know.
That man
I'm
has
one
been
guys,
sampled
man.
More than anyone
listen,
in hip-hop.
Listen, my grandmama loved her some Michael McDonald. That's the one white dude that she, her and him and, what's my guy, the Carlton Banks used to love on Fresh Prince.
Wayne Newton.
No, not Wayne Newton, but does the dance to It's Not Unusual to
Isn't that Wayne Newton?
Is it Wayne? I don't know. I forget his name.
That's before my time. I'm no help.
Yeah.
I've got the music video up right now. I'm
that guy has
it out.
A killer.
Oh, Tom Jones.
Tom Jones. There it is. Tom Jones. So yeah.
Look, let's be clear. They don't sound like white dudes.
I didn't know Michael McDonald was white until I saw his video with Patti LaBelle. I was like, wait, this dude's white?
Yeah.
Like, who knew? That's a soulful dude, man.
No, there was nothing about them that gave
definitely invited
that gave
to the
melanin
cookout.
Away.
Definitely invited to the cookout. No, there's no raisins in that potato salad.
No.
I promise it's not, man.
100%.
No, yeah, that's some Paula Deen potato salad right there, man. So, getting back into our Blazers talk, hot Blazers talk, man, we are blessed with the number 11 pick this year. And I was trying to be positive and say we were going to get the first pick. I just knew it was going to happen. I think there's a whole conspiracy afoot. We're not going to get into that.
I love it.
Whatever.
Tighten that tinfoil.
Oh, I mean, hey, man, I just don't see how Dallas pulls
Look,
this
I mean,
with that. Just it doesn't make sense.
There's plenty of strings to pull on.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So we'll leave that there for another day. However, the Blazers have to make another decision, and that's who do you take with the number 11 pick in this year's draft? Now, I'm going to be real with you guys. College basketball is not my
jam.
No, it's not. It's hard to get behind college basketball because I'm a traditionalist.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I enjoy teams. Right? So I enjoy dominant teams over the years, which is why I believe women's college basketball has taken off so much, because those ladies stay for 2 and 3 years.
3 and 4.
Yeah, right? And so they let you know who they are and who to follow.
You build it up over time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I know to watch when I watch LSU, or I know when I watch South Carolina. I know who these ladies are. I know who these teams are. I know these coaches are. I can't say that with college basketball.
With the men's side,
because they're all one and done. And it's messed up. Because for me, as you're talking draft capital, if I'm a senior who's great, all of a sudden I'm considered not as
good
because I decided to come out and stay in college, which is an awesome experience, by the way. But I decided to stay in college for 3 years, 4 years, and because of that, I messed up my draft capital. So now it's a big one and done thing. So it's tough for me to know everybody who's cold every year. That said, we know who the top three picks in this year's draft are going to be.
Well, top two for sure.
Top two for sure.
Three's where it gets interesting.
Three is where it's getting, because, you know, this is usually a time of year that we're starting to get a lot of international names that are starting to come into the fold and stuff for the draft. But I don't think the Blazers are going to have to worry about either of those three or four names at the top of the draft. No. Unless there's some weird fall.
There's been some intel on a couple guys.
Some drugs,
some
alcohol, some something that's terrible, some lost stuff. But if that's not the case, the Blazers are looking at that number 11 pick. I know that there have been some workouts here in town. I believe that were you at some of those?
I've been at most of them. There was one today I didn't go to, just to make sure.
Without getting anybody specific, what was there anybody that excited you or that you saw that was like, oh, yeah, this dude could definitely fit here?
So there's been a private workout that wasn't open to the media, but other than that, they've only brought in one group of guys that were first-rounders, and that's where you saw guys like Asa Newell and Jakes Richardson, like Rashear Fleming, the Hanson Yang. They had some guys come through there that you're like, okay, these are no doubt first-round guys, but they weren't at pick number 11. And what's been really interesting is we're literally 2 weeks out from the draft, 2 weeks or between the 2 weeks and 1 day. We're 15 days from the NBA draft. We're 2 weeks from the golf tournament out at Langdon. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But usually around this time, workouts really start to ramp up. But well, here's what's interesting. Really, from picks 5 through 13 or 14, you can make a justification for a lot of different guys. It's kind of an eye of the beholder. And it's not in the same situation it was last year where the draft was down. Like, it just, overall talent, it wasn't as high. This is more of like, okay, what do you like? Do you want to take a swing at a guy like a Nosenge from France via Ratio Farm Ulm? Do you want to take a swing on a guy at Arizona and Carter Bryant? Do you want maybe some more shooting and Trey Jones from Texas? Do you want some more stable kind of bulky guard wing type in Konka Nipple from Duke? Like, there's just a lot of different guys that can go in this range, and you're not really sure. I know some front offices really like Derek Queen from Maryland, and I know some front offices are like, I wouldn't touch him in the lottery. And so it's an eye of the beholder situation. But as it pertains to the Blazers, because they're picking at 11, there's a lot of guys who think they could go 5, 6, 7, 8 who maybe don't want to come work out for a team picking 10, 11, 12, 13. Agents are trying to control that process because they want to make sure that they're trying to steer their guys closer up the lottery. And then there's, unfortunately throughout this process, and this happens every year, guys pick up nicks and dings and, a rolled ankle in a workout here. They don't want to send a guy into a workout, possibly aggravate an injury, or have a complete dog-ass workout. Yeah. Like, and for those that wonder, like, those do happen. Like,
oh, for sure.
There are plenty of workouts. That, like, to be fully clear, like, I mean, I've talked about this a ton of times. Tumani Kamara came in. His workout sucked. It was like his 13th or 14th workout in 15 days.
Jeez.
He was cooked. Gassed, and he was like, he's told me before, like, I kind of sold that workout. Like, I was just, I had nothing left. I'm flying all over the country every day. And people are like, whatever. It's like, no, man, this is an intensive thing. It's not just the workout part of it. It's the mental part of it. It's like, oh, here's another team. And like, I need to make sure I study up on this roster. And how do I fit with this team? Because they're going to ask me questions about, what do you think of this player? How do you think you would fit in our system? So, like, there's the mental preparation. Yeah. And there's traveling a couple thousand miles. And then there's, you're tired as hell because even though your college season's over, you've been working out nonstop in preparation
having
for the
NBA
draft.
Having that lift in your legs, after, even after that fifth workout, might be a little bit tougher on a lot of these guys. That's why it's always great to have those first three, four workouts. Those are usually golden.
The ones you want to try to prioritize.
Yeah, those are the ones that are usually golden. Those are typically the teams that are going to kind
pick
of draft
you in your range
in that area and everything. But once you start getting into workout number 7, workout number 8, then you've been
doing
this.
Or
in the teens, you've been traveling around. You don't want to miss shots.
You're cooked.
And that's where it is. Like, I remember, I think the one thing that sold a lot of people here on Dame, at least as far as what I remember reading towards the draft,
License to Lillard,
was the fact that he did not miss a shot during his workouts.
Dame's workout regimen coming in, Phil Beckner had him ready to go. And it was part of the PR push with his agency and everything else, too, that kind of went along with that. They had the License to Lillard series, which was him going into the NBA draft.
It's one of the best rookie campaigns that we've ever seen.
Oh, dude,
how to market yourself for Friday.
He just took off. We're talking legendary workouts. So Donovan Mitchell, he had his workout in Utah. And the front office in Utah told every media member, if any single one of you mentions this workout, you will never be back in this building again. because the workout was so good and the Jazz were so locked in. Like,
tell everybody it's terrible. Tell everybody they're terrible.
We're going to trade, and this is the guy we're going to take.
I'm starting a rumor. Tell everybody the draft workout was terrible.
Yeah, like
we don't want him.
They want and that you know, there have been workouts here where a couple years ago a guy did not miss a shot, like just absolutely torched the place. And he actually ended up going back to the college basketball. But they were like every coach that I talked to was like, I don't think he missed.
See,
like he just hit everything, and they were like, "Yeah, no, he's a shooter."
So hopefully, Igor Demin, the point guard / shooting guard from BYU, has he had a workout? And I mean, hopefully it was. If he did, hopefully it was good. But it's another point guard / shooting guard that the Blazers desperately need. Right?
They need playmaking, more of these. They need creation. They need shooting. And Demin didn't shoot the ball incredibly well at BYU. He did shoot the living hell out of the ball at the combine. He's put some work into his jumper, kind of tightened some things up, which is typically what you'll see from young guys.
Yeah.
And then you've got Kasparis Jakaciones, the guard from Illinois, 6'6", who ended up shooting, 32% from three, but shot it well from the free throw line, had some injuries that he kind of had to deal with. I think in the long run, I think he's going to be able to shoot the ball. If the Blazers were picking an 11, and let's say kind of the not necessarily projects, but the guys that might have more upside in like a Senga and Bryan are gone, Jakaciones is the guy that I think that I like there the most.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's what the Blazers can do, because apparently he's supposed to be Austin Reeves or perhaps DeLon Wright. We're not sure. Low end could be DeLon Wright. So we'll see what it is. But yeah, man, that's what's going to happen for the Blazers. Fingers crossed, because he very well could turn into the next superstar for the Blazers. You never really know at that 11 to 15. We've seen guys go later and become stars.
Well, I mean, you've seen
league.
Guys in that range. You mean Jalen Williams, Tyrese Halliburton, and SGA are 11 and 12 picks.
Devin Booker later in the draft, so Giannis later in the draft.
Yeah.
So
it's actually kind of an area that teams are profiling, like, you've got a question mark on a guy. Like with Tyrese, his jumper was, kind of weird. With SGA, it was like, is he ever going to be able to shoot from inside the paint? With Booker, is he going to be strong enough to really get downhill? Giannis was such a big project. Jalen Williams was kind of this unknown guy out of Santa Clara who you're like, what's he going to do? But then they go to a place like, do you know about P3?
I'm
Sports
sure.
Training Institute. So
oh, yes, okay.
They've got, actually one of the Blazers player development guys, Gil Abraham, used to work there. But they have these floors that are sensor plates, and what it does, it can pick up displacement. And so what that tells you is basically how many, pounds per square inch that somebody uses to either accelerate or decelerate, or how quickly someone, so there's max vertical. Let's say, Shaden's got like a 47, 48 inch vertical.
Damn.
But there's guys in the league that whose vertical maybe is not as high, but they get to a higher point faster. So, like, there's all these, like,
quick off their,
very
their feet
quick off their feet. Like, Donovan Clingan's a guy that has to really load up to get up. And even then, he's not a big vertical guy. Whereas, you look at some bigs in the NBA or kind of the tweener athletic builds, like Onyeka Okongwu for the Atlanta Hawks, who gets off his feet super quick. And it's like, what do you value? And Jalen Williams has some of the best scores that P3 has ever seen. Like, he was incredible in his lateral quickness and his ability to change directions. I was listening to the president of P3 was on with Kyle Mann of The Ringer last week, and they were talking about how teams are starting to look more and more into this data, because they threw the data and the math of an NBA game and the player tracking. They found that basically a third of the game players are moving side to side. So if a third of the game is moving side to side, how well you move side to side matters. And you can actually, for trace sure. this stuff and use the math behind
it. Now, it's a great way to see who's going to be good on defense and who's going to be able to move their feet and
things
everything.
That translate,
so,
yes.
So no excuses for you cats to be weak anymore, man. Hopefully we can come in and you can be a huge help, because guess what? The Blazers need a whole lot of help right now. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, but I guess there's still just a little more NBA talk, man. We hear that the Bucks are not trying to move Giannis, and we also hear KD is probably on the move. So we'll talk about that next when we come back right here. Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, there are other teams in the league that are making moves, or are planning to make moves at least. I don't know if they can quite make any moves yet, but they're planning to make moves. So we've been hearing a lot of Giannis Antetokounmpo talk. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to leave the Bucks? Is he requesting the trade? Well, Milwaukee came out and said, nay, we are not moving Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think they're BSing, though. I think where there's smoke, there's fire. And whenever we hear there are trade talks about a specific player and they last for maybe longer than a couple weeks, then we know there might be some changes afoot.
So the league is generally operating as Giannis is not going to ask out until he asks out. And so, don't get me wrong, there are teams like the New York Knicks, they are full court pressing for Giannis. It's going to be interesting. The talk among NBA circles was that we might come out of the weekend with some news that he would ask out. Now, that didn't happen. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of this, because if it's going to happen, you would think that teams that are going to want to do it are going to, not only just the other teams, the Bucks themselves are going to want to do it before the draft. If they're going to do a deal with like a team, particularly like San Antonio, who has the number 2 overall pick. Now, it doesn't mean they can't, you know, have those discussions afterwards. Obviously, we saw that with the Cavaliers and the Timberwolves. Wiggins is drafted, and then, you know, they have to wait and then trade Wiggins for Love to Cleveland, you know, that kind of situation.
What I don't even know. What would the trade market for a guy like Giannis even be?
I mean, every team would call.
You saw what Dame went for, which was a whole lot as far as like draft capital and everything. So you're talking about a 2-time MVP. One of those MVP years was a defensive player of the year and then an NBA champion with the finals MVP. And this is all within the last 5 years or so. What is the market for a dude like Giannis? Like, we're seeing what the NBA is giving up, what teams are giving up for guys like Cat, for guys like, again, Dame and
Mikal Bridges.
Some others. Mikal Bridges. Giannis, like, or excuse me, Luka. Like, right? We saw they gave up Anthony Davis and then some, you know, to be able to get him. What should teams expect to give up for somebody like Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Everything that's not nailed down. And even some things you think are nailed down.
Yeah.
Like,
Is it even worth it at that point? And that's my thing. Like, if I'm going to give away all my assets, I'm thinking about Carmelo Anthony. Let's go back to Denver and Carmelo.
In a world where he could have just waited until the offseason.
Which he was perfectly fine with doing. And it was New York that panicked and pushed the button and said, man, let's do this right now. And let's trade all of our assets.
A little bit of both, because Melo, knowing that if he got the trade, the bird rights would go with him, and so he could get the most money.
Right.
Where had he just waited, had everybody had cooler heads and just waited, they would have had Gallo and Chandler and a whole bunch of supporting pieces. Even if those guys don't stay, now you can trade those pieces for somebody else.
And if you know they're already – and that was my thing about Melo, like – and this is kind of my thing about Giannis. Like, if we know he's interested in a team, wait and go there when you're able to go there.
That's the problem is that, you know, these guys want to lock in these longer-term deals. Dame did the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't begrudge them. But, and here's my flip side counter-argument to this. You can't have both. You either need to lock in the long-term money or you need to face the fear and go to free agency. It is why I've never, ever, ever been mad at LaMarcus Aldridge. LaMarcus served out his contract. He went to free agency, and he earned the opportunity to go to free agency.
I'm going
to
say I wasn't mad at LaMarcus.
I wasn't mad at him because he could have extended and then asked for a trade.
I think the reason people were mad at LaMarcus wasn't because he left. I think we all understood that at that time, going to San Antonio was a smarter idea. Mm-hmm. You were closer to a championship. You were going to play with Pop.
And it was closer to home.
Yeah, closer to home. You're going to play with Tim Duncan. Like, all those things make sense. Mm-hmm. What you don't do which is why I think a lot of people, including me, were kind of mad at Dame for a long time. Like, don't tell us that you're staying here and then up and leave. Like, I think that was
the LaMarcus one was a little bit forced.
Yeah,
the front office was kind of egging him into saying, I want to be a Blazer for life.
Yeah.
And I
don't say that, bro, because there are people
it's better to not say it.
Yeah, there are people that are going to hold you to that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to hold you to your word. If you're going to say that I'm not going to, which is why for Dame, for a lot of folks, I know that's your man, but for a lot of folks, it was like, what happened to not running from the grind? Mm-hmm. What happened to staying here? What happened to do all these things? What happened to not going to join other people and helping them win a ring in their city? And like all that was kind of out the window.
And he'll tell you, like, having done it, the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
No, for sure. And mind you, I know we're off topic. I was really mad at Dame when he left. Not because he didn't deserve an opportunity to leave, but like, again, you can't say certain stuff and then expect people not to hold you to that. But nobody wants to see him get hurt. Nobody wants to be like, it sucked to watch him go over there and kind of struggle with a great team in Milwaukee. Yeah. Like, nobody thought that it would be like that. And so for watch him kind of go out like that and go out with the injury, like, you never want to see that happen to, especially to a guy like Dame. But, you know, I think I've gotten over, obviously, him being gone. We got our new team. We got new guys in place. But at the time, I thought that was real important. So just, I guess you got to, being a person of your word, only go takes you so far, because teams aren't necessarily people of their word, and they'll trade somebody real quick.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like the loyalty is a two-way street kind of situation. And I think both the Blazers front office and Dame knew that it needed to happen, but it kind of was what it was at that point.
Well, it sucks to see Dame go out like that. You know, you hope that he comes back. You're hoping he's able to make a full recovery. We see that he's working. He's really out there grinding, trying to get himself back into shape.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day. I was kind of messing with him, like, hey, has that leg turned into a toothpick yet, being stuck in that boot? And he goes, nah, man. He goes, I was cleared for PT 10 days after surgery.
Oh, yeah. I saw he's on the treadmill and doing some stuff. Like,
he's working out with Sam down in Tigard, his boxing coach and trainer. I would imagine, like, let's say Dame is part of a transaction to another team as part of a Giannis deal as the Bucks reset. Wouldn't shock me one bit if Dame ended up staying here and rehabbing.
No, like
no matter what team he's a part of, I think he's going to be here rehabbing.
He's incredibly welcome here in Portland. He is a Portlander. That's just kind of what it is. One of the other players I want to talk about before we get out of here is one player that seems to be on the trade market every year and a half or so, and that's one Slim Reaper, Kevin Durant. KD,
I'd be stunned if he was in Phoenix.
I think we all would be. Yeah. I think that just has not worked at this point. The Bradley Beal experiment hasn't worked.
He ain't going anywhere.
This is one of those times where I think this was the last big three that would have been put together, because I don't know if that's the move anymore.
No, with the way the current CBA is, it's about, you got to have your top players, but you need to have depth, and you need to have multiple guys that can fit, you know, multiple possible situations. Look at how the Pacers and the Thunder are both built under the apron.
That's
and
true.
You don't have these teams that Or they're both very young. And yes, the Pacers have Miles Turner and Pascal Siakam and TJ McConnell, but otherwise you've got Nembhard and Haliburton and you know, a bunch of young guys, Obi Toppin. Like, none of these guys are that old. You look at the Thunder, obviously, they're, you know, one of the youngest teams we've ever seen in the NBA Finals. Only the Blazers in 77 were, you know, younger. And if you skew it by minutes played, it goes around a little bit. But you're seeing something I've said with Dusty over and over again is that the thing that defines eras is CBAs. And this CBA is going to make it very interesting to see, you know, what Kevin Durant's still putting up, you know, 28-6-4 on 50-40-90. Like, he's still that Durant. Dude. Yeah. And it's like, at what, 37 years old? He's in year 18 in the league. It's like, you just go back and you look at this stuff and you're like, holy crap, man. Like, it's, you know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. The top five of that draft, yeah, it's Greg Oden, who's not in the league, but then it's KD, then it's Mike Conley, it's Al Horford. And you're looking at this,
they're still there.
You know, Jeff Green, like, these guys are all still playing. And it's kind of
nuts. And all still really contributing for their teams.
In
they're not
different
just,
factors,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, they're not just guys that are taking up bench spots. They're out there really contributing for their squads.
I mean, Mike Conley was starting for the Minnesota Timberwolves in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, it's Al Horford was out there, you know, playing heavy minutes for the Celtics, and it's like, holy crap, that draft class is insane, even with Greg Oden having the injuries.
I think it's one of the more underrated draft classes. We don't talk a lot about
it. It's one of the best draft classes of all time.
We don't talk a lot about it because outside of the top names, you know, mm-hmm. that are from that class, it's kind of that people feel like it kind of takes a nosedive. But I think that's a very underrated
draft. If you
draft
a guy in the top five and he plays 18 years in the league, you did well with that pick.
No, for sure. For sure. You did absolutely well. So speaking of doing well, Oklahoma City Thunder really know how to play basketball.
Turns out.
Yeah, they're doing a pretty good job. Who knew, right? Who the hell knew they would be that good? Should the Pacers be worried moving into game three? We're going to start the second hour just like that. We come back, Danny and friends on 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.